Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of wudu. In today's hadith, عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم توضع مثل وضوء هذا ثم قال من توضع هكذا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وكانت صلاته ومشيه إلى المسجد نافلة. حضرت عثمان رضي الله عنه, he says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performing wudu as I am performing wudu. First lesson we learn from here is that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was explaining the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, his wudu was identical to the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it teaches us one thing, that practicing upon sunnah is so important. So when he is practicing, he can tell those around him that this is how I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this is how I am doing it. If a person doesn't follow the sunnah, then it's very hard for him to tell people that this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it and this is how I am doing it. Like how I am doing it, this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. If he himself is not following the sunnah, how can he tell others? So the first thing we learn from here is that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu physically saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu, and then he practiced it exactly like how he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu. And then he's telling those people that saw him. It wasn't some program on the radio, it wasn't something offline or something. Whoever is there, he's showing it to them practically. So this is one very effective way. In fact, in the hadith of wudu, you'll find many, many sahaba teaching other sahaba how to make wudu. And they would say that this is how we saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu. So a practical demonstration is a very effective way of teaching someone how to do something. Whether it comes to salah also, practical demonstration. When it comes to wudu, a practical demonstration. When it comes to toilet, obviously a person can't expose his satr, but sometimes how they do it is to even teach the people how to remove the pants. When to remove the pants, they will wear two pants, and they'll remove one pant to show that this is how you remove the pants, at which posture as you're going down you remove. A Muslim is not somebody that goes completely naked to the toilet. So yeah, he's careful now. When he's even going down to sit, that's at the point when he starts removing his trouser. So it's just how to teach the different aspects of deen. This is also part of our deen. So anyway, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he was the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing wudu as I am performing wudu now. He then said, one who performs wudu like this is forgiven. Who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who performs wudu like this is forgiven for his past sins, and his salah and walking to the masjid are an additional reward. So automatically we must believe that the sins are been forgiven whilst we are making wudu. Allah Ta'ala is forgiving our sins, and then that additional reward we'll be getting now for the salat, an additional reward if a person walks to the masjid. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا توضأ العبد المسلم أو المؤمن فغسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينيه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء فإذا غسل يديه خرج من يديه كل خطيئة كان بطشتها يداه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء فإذا غسل رجليه خرجت كل خطيئة مشتها رجلاه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim slave, or he said a believer, a mu'min, performs wudu and he washes his face, every sin to which his eyes looked leaves his face with the water. Every sin that his eyes had committed, Allah Ta'ala causes this wudu now to forgive, get the sins forgiven. This is the clemency, mercy, love that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has. One is we have to make wudu, and yeah, Allah Ta'ala is just forgiving our sins. So when he washes his face, every sin which his eyes looked at leaves his face with the water, or with the last drop of water. When he washes his hands, every sin which his hands committed leaves his hands with the water, or he said, leaves his hands with the last drop of water. When he washes his face, when he washes his feet, every sin towards which his feet walked leaves his feet with the water, or he said, leaves his feet, that every sin leaves his feet with the last drop of water. This continues until he emerges completely purified of sins. The sins, the shedding of sins while making wudu continues until a person is completely purified of sins. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that wudu purifies the external body, external purities. Person has dirt on his hands, dirt on his feet, etc. This wudu, it purifies the external dirt that is there, and it also purifies the internal sins that are there. So this is such a beauty of wudu, is that there's internal purification being taken place, and there's external purification taking place with this wudu. Such a beautiful thing. Which other religion has this, that before you go to pray, you must wash yourself? This is the beauty and the cleanliness of Islam, that a person is automatically preparing for the prayer that he is doing. He is making that wudu. Externally he is purifying himself, internally he is purifying himself, and then he is presenting himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and other great people, that they would actually see, Allah ta'ala had blessed him, that they could actually see the sins being shed off people when they would make wudu. Sometimes Allah ta'ala gives it to people, this quality, because of the high level. And for weak people like us, so we can actually get additional support. There is no need for, once the hadith says it is 100% true, for weak people like us, we can get additional support by these great people, that Allah Ta'ala exposes this. So they could actually see from the wudu water that is falling off a person, that this particular sin is being forgiven, that particular sin is being forgiven, this is me. So how careful we should be. One is that we make our wudu properly, because in these hadith it is mentioned, for ahsan al wudu'a, person makes his wudu and he makes it properly, for him to be benefiting from these rewards. If it's just a haphazard wudu, not completing properly, we won't be getting these great rewards. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.